The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, September the 23rd. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the first Dundalk Friday fixture for this winter period. We go from back end of September all the way through to March. So every Friday night is very much Dundalk night here at William Hill Radio. So do tune in every week for the podcasts and all the news and views on what is always a good fun meeting to get involved in betting wise. As I said, we've got 8 races tonight, plenty of competitive stuff, good mains and handicaps alike. And we begin with a trappy looking 5-furlong handicap at 5.20, in which my good brother's bound to be popular because he comes here off the back of 2 good wins, including a victory over the course and distance 2 starts ago. He followed that up last time at it later, but it is that run at Dundalk here, as I said, on the 4th of September, the last meeting here at Dundalk, which definitely gives him a massive chance of completing the hat-trick. He beat several rivals at Rear Pose here this evening, and well drawn. He looks as though he should go well again. But I am quite keen on a couple against him here, and they both finished down the field that night. I think Dan's Gift has to come into calculations if you fancy my good brother, because basically Sheila Lavery's charge had little or no chance of winning from stall 14, the absolute coffin box. I thought Ronan Whelan did the right thing in dropping this horse in behind the pace to give it every chance of getting home. And get home this horse did by finishing very eye-catchingly from the back of the field to be never near a 6. Much better drawn tonight in the middle of the pack, drawn in stall 6. I'd expect Dan's Gift to go extremely well tonight and certainly bustle up the favourite. Also in that race was Strategic Force, a horse that I actually backed and fancied on that particular occasion. And even though he finished 9th of the 14 runners that day, he actually run a good deal better than the finishing position suggests, doing some good late work when getting blocked off with around about 0.5 furlong to run. I think he would have been placed that day had he got a clear run. So he's definitely worth considering here, although his draw isn't that advantageous in stall 11. But if he's in contention with a couple of furlongs to run, then I think he'll run on through beaten horses. So my 2 against the field in the first are Dan's Gift and Strategic Force.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is a 2-year-old contest over 6 furlongs. And I quite like Thomas O'Malley here from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Joseph's doing really well under both codes, particularly with his 2-year-olds. Got a nice bunch of horses this year. And of course, he landed his Group 1 with a nice horse the other day at the Curragh. And there's every chance that this Thomas O'Malley will follow suit, albeit in much more calmer waters. I thought he was an eye-catching 2nd here last time out on his all-weather debut behind a horse of Mickey Halfords, who obviously knew his job first time out, called Ambassadorial. And the fact that the pair of them pulled nicely clear of the rest suggests that form looks pretty decent. He also did really well to overcome a bad draw on that occasion where he was drawn 10 of 10. Much better drawn here tonight in the hands of Donnacher O'Brien. I'd expect Thomas O'Malley, who looks a nice type by Henry the Navigator, to take care of the hitherto slightly frustrating Huayana, who once again finished 2nd last time out down in Dome Royal the other day. So it does look between the two, but Thomas O'Malley is the choice.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, the 6.30. Again, another maiden, this time for the older horses, over 6 furlongs yet again. Quite a few disappointing stroke unlucky types in this race, none more so than Flower Hill Nova, who's had 12 attempts up to now to get his head in front. And even though he's got probably the best form coming into this race, from stall 13, and that profile of not winning in as many starts as I mentioned, slightly tempers enthusiasm. Whereas I do quite like the chances of Military Hill from the John Murphy stable. This horse has just had the 4 goes, and his last 2 runs have been very commendable behind several star 2 starts ago. That nice horse of Jim Bulger's, to be fair, quite readily brushed this horse aside. And the same comments applied down in Tipperary last time out when he finished behind Almanara. But I've got a funny feeling that dropping back in trip will definitely play into the strength of this horse, who shows plenty of natural speed through his races. Plus the fact that he's got the headgear on for the first time out, that might just sharpen him up even more so. Nicely drawn in stall four with Colin Keane on board. Around about 11 to 2 this morning, I'd expect Military Hill to at least finish in the frame and give us a decent run for our money there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and first of the stronger advices for me tonight, I've actually backed a horse in this race, and the horse in question is Arborfield from the Prunella Dobbs stable. Prunella does really well with her horses here, such as Carried, who of course runs later on in the card, bit of a money spinner, and this horse showed really good form first time off the shelf for this stable when winning back in May. Indeed, that was its last run here at Dundalk, so we obviously know it handles the surface. Decent performances on the turf ensuing suggest that this horse is definitely holding his form, including that run the last day down in the Curragh when fourth behind Plough Boy. Return here tonight to Dundalk with a nice favourable draw. I don't think this horse will have any problems with the trip given the way he stayed on the last day. And he looks quite a strong each-way choice this morning with William Hill around about the 9-2 mark. So a good each-way bet there on Arborfield. Shouldn't go amiss.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which is a mile handicap, which comes up at 7:30. Not too many in-form horses here. One or two hanging on to the former glories, such as Lightning Strix, and in particular Shabra Emperor, who's got a brilliant record here, but he's desperately out of form. So the only two you could really favour in, or factor in favourably, would be Red Dot Express and Rialto Magic, the two R's. Red Dot Express is yet to win a race in nine starts, but has definitely run its best races here for me at Dundalk, including last time out behind Six Silver Lane. A reproduction of that run from a nice low draw should see this gelding by Ifraz go very close again, and I certainly wouldn't put you off at a shortish price. But I do quite like the claims of Rialto Magic, who's done umpteen chances in recent times when trained by Jamie Osborne, and was snapped up by Keith Clark following a good run down in Leytown the other day behind Emperor Bob on the sand, of course, at the beach at that particular venue. Keith has done a really good job with horses such as Poetic Choice and Poitin over the last couple of seasons. So there's a good chance that this filly by Monsieur Bond will definitely improve for the new surroundings. And around about 8-1 this morning, I think Rialto Magic is definitely worth a small each-way interest against the obvious favourite Red Dot Express.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, which is the 8 o'clock over a mile and a half. And a whole host of in-form horses coming here into this race with decent chances. The likes of Cool Fighter, who's been running well over hurdles. You've got All Body and Soul, who ran well at the Galway Festival the last day, and it's 2-2 at the track for Tracy Collins. That horse is bound to be popular. And you add in the likes of Jan van Eyck, who was second here the last day, and Mascoon, who's also got a good record here at Dundalk. All got chances, but none more so for me than Carried from the Prunella Dobbs stable. Of course, Prunella's got one of my main hopes early on in the card, Arborfield, to fly the flag for this yard. And I'm pretty certain that Carried will run his usual solid race here at Dundalk, as he always does. You've only got to look at his recent form figures to suggest he's going to be knocking at the door here. You can forget his last run down in Killarney. That came off of a long break, and it was on the turf, which, of course, he doesn't really like nowadays. But give him a mile and a half in Dundalk, and he's almost as reliable as a Swiss clock. And he's top of my speed figures as well on that run back in April when he was third behind Keith Clark's Poitin, who's very much one of the best horses over this course and distance in recent times. So a reproduction of that run should see this six-year-old by Footsteps in the Sand go very, very close here. At 8-1 this morning, top price, I'd expect Carried to give us a decent run for our money each way there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race then, an absolute nightmare of a heat because there's so many ifs and buts about trip, fitness, whether some horses have had a long hard season such as Ringside Hume, and that horse has run 14 times since the early part of March. So not a race I've got a particularly strong view in, but if you gave me a bet here, I'd probably take a chance with Aidan O'Brien's Bravery. At least his horse comes in here in reasonably good order. Ran quite well the other day down in the Curragh on the turf. And also, it's one for one at the track as well. Curtis, a victory back here in April. So at least we know this horse handles the surface. Don't think the step up in trip tonight will be a negative for this colt by Galileo. In fact, I think he'll improve for the distance tonight. So bravery already proven on the track from obviously a powerful stable. Nicely drawn. Should go well there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and probably my strongest bet on the card comes in the concluding handicap. And look no further here than Nar Madden's ever durable and likeable Shake the Bucket, who has been round this track as many times as you could probably think of. He comes here via a very good run the other day down in Navan behind Sports Barrow. He's also been in good form over hurdles when he won at the Galway Festival. Basically, he's just done absolutely nothing wrong in his last five or six starts, including a victory here the last time he shipped up at Dundalk over this course and distance. He's nicely drawn as well. He's running in the hands of Tom Madden, who gets on really well with his horse. So everything looks set fair, really, for Shake the Bucket to do his normal trick and run his usual consistent and brave and game race here in this final contest tonight. So the final race of the night, hopefully, should see Shake the Bucket add another victory to his beloved Dundalk. That's it for me for now. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got a decent day's action coming up at the Curragh on Sunday, where we've got eight races for you, beginning at 1:50. So please do tune in to the podcast then. Well, I'll be going through all the runners and riders and hopefully one or two winners for you along the way. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll catch you on Sunday. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.